market.
A little bit of change.
I'm going to take you out and buy you dinner. I'm
going to take you out and buy you dinner, Louie.
Take you down to McDonald's.
Take you down to McDonald's.
I'm ready.
Big spender, Rich McFadden. Big spender.
I know how to show a lady a good time.
You do.
Do I get to do my own program, or are you guys going to keep yakking?
Are you going to sit there and be quiet for the rest of the hour?
No,
or are you going to say something?
I was getting a little annoyed listening to you before I started to get the Good Day program started, which is my...
Have hurt, everybody.
This is my... program that I start the program at 7 past the hour.
Your program, you should start talking when the music comes.
I talk when I feel like talking. This is my program. I talk when I feel like talking.
So there.
Hold on for several minutes, everybody.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Talk. Let's hear it.
I'm not talking on your command.
Speak.
I'm talking as I feel to talk.
Okay.
About the interesting things that are going on in the world that all of us can learn about. We have a wide swath here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We have the services of Roberta Fasanelli, who has kind of a wide swath herself, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Chef Louis DeAngelis is here for a visit. The idea of eating well, cooking good things, using the right things, there are all kinds of ideas that come out of our conversations with Louis. We all know how much we like to eat. Who among us doesn't like to eat? Really, truly, other than Angelina Jolie or somebody that looks like
anybody else in Hollywood.
No, that's not true. A lot of people in Hollywood like to eat. Yeah, there you go again with your generalizations. Like all Hollywood residents are liberals or whatever other foolish nonsense come out of here. And? No, they are. All Hollywood people are not liberals.
Okay, move along. You obviously have a tude, so let's move along.
I have a tude based on you. And you're trying to hijack my program.
Okay, I'm out.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Congratulations. Got through that one, all right. Okay.
Wee.
Chef Louis. this is sort of a return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Congress gave the FDA the permission or the admonition to create a definition of what gluten-free actually means. However, always in the best traditions of things in Washington, we don't know. The FDA is too busy chasing farmers around up in Wisconsin for selling milk to people from Illinois who would like to buy the milk, but it's illegal to sell milk, so they have a sting operation that's taken 2 years and two agents, most of 2 years, to flag down farmer Vernon Hershberger. That certainly is very important in the public interest. We've spent, how much do these guys, these inspectors make? $70,000-$80,000 a year? What do you think?
Oh, more than that.
More than that. All right.
Yeah.
So two of these guys for 2 years have been chasing this farmer around to try to get him. It's taken him 2 years. He has families buy his cows, and then he gives them the milk from their cows. He gets paid a service fee for milking their cows. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and Trade and Consumer Protection, along with the USDA, targeted this fellow, Mr. Hershberger, for supplying the private buying club with fresh milk and other farm products made from the milk that came from the cows that they own. That sounds like a hanging offense to me, doesn't it to you?
Well, you know, it actually should fall under the guidelines of a CSA. I mean, that's what we're all doing here.
Exactly. That's what I do.
The farmer.
Yeah.
We own a piece of property.
Yeah.
We own he's just a caretaker to our food.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Fair. Well, right. You know, this bit about gluten-free has been going on since 2004.
Yeah.
But you know what? I really don't think it's ineptness at this point. I mean, that's part of it. But
deliberate, you think, that because they don't want to sell more junk and they don't want to have to worry about making special gluten-free products?
Well, look at it like this. Look at the petroleum industry. They have 10% ethanol in your gas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't sound like a lot when you look at, well, I buy 40 gallons at a time. But look at across America on a daily basis. The volume is so tremendous that 10% is a huge number.
Oh, yeah. It's big.
Well, last year, there was $2.6 billion spent on gluten-free products.
Right. So the mainstream producers, the crafts of the world, they want not to have this. It's the same as the raw milk concept. The big dairy producers won't want us small farmers selling our milk because it cuts into the sales that they have. Same thing here, gluten-free products growing. People more and more paying attention to their diets, and they know if they have an allergen to wheat or grains or whatever it is, they need to eat gluten-free. But the big producers don't like that. They're trying to convince everybody that gluten, that you don't, that having celiac disease is no big problem.
Yeah, well, you know, think of it like this, though. There's a lot of big food companies that are marketing gluten-free products. Now, without guidelines, like in Europe or Canada, it's 0.0007 of an ounce, 700,000ths of an ounce of gluten that can be in a gluten-free product.
Right.
Now, if you take it in this country, and I've read reports where there's up to 10%, 6 to 8% is a more realistic number, of gluten found in gluten-free products. Okay, whether it be dust because it's what's in the air at the production facility or whatever. But let's take 10% because it's an easy number to think of. If there's $2.6 billion worth of sales and they're saving 10% of that, okay, because of because they corrupt the formula with wheat, what are we talking about? $260 million extra in their pockets are these big companies by contaminating the gluten-free product. That's how much they're saving. It's just like in the, just like when they manufacture cars, if they save 80 cents on a bolt that they change times a couple of million cars, it becomes real money. Well, the same thing with the Monsantos and the ConAgras, and the fact that they can't get their hands around this quick enough to figure out how to cash in on it any other way.
You know, here's another example of this is Delta Airlines taking lettuce out of the salads that they serve in first class. They saved $1 million last year by taking lettuce out of the salad that they
serve. What do they use instead?
In
Isn't it not
class.
Salad That's, without lettuce?
They give you a fruit or something instead, or they'll have you know, the cabbage-y sorts of things. Cabbage is cheaper. I can't imagine cabbage is cheaper than lettuce. But
interesting.
They put tomatoes, onions, and maybe some chickpeas and a little bit of sauce over, a little gray, you know, and that's it. And they say, here's your salad.
Right. Yeah.
You know, do you realize that there's 18 million people now, Doug, that have a gluten sensitivity?
I have one.
Let me ask you something. You think it was like this 100 years ago?
No.
Okay.
Well, it may be the people had it, but they lived with it. They learned how to live with it. But there is also, you know, we have a lot of attention being paid. It sort of reminds me of the special needs things in school. We've created a monster. Now everybody's got a special need. They've got some, they have a special class for kids with hangnails.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's everybody's got a special need.
Well,
so,
my question is, and I want to pose this to you, you would know this better than anybody. In the last 50
Richie,
years,
you listening? I know this better than anybody. What is it that I know?
Well, the way that they've genetically altered and modified all the seeds in the last 40 years, don't you think that that has made more sensitivities than the wheat itself?
That's an interesting thought. I'd never thought about that.
Well,
the way food...
Right.
Wait a minute. Let's follow this through for a second. Everybody listen up. The way that they have not only in a protracted fashion added preservatives to the food. Wow, this you may have struck here something. I never thought of that, Louis. The way the food companies have altered food has created problems that didn't exist before they messed with the food. Richie, he's probably onto something here.
Yep.
I've been working on this for a year. My wife was never had a problem with this until 5 years ago.
Really?
And now she's celiac. And the more I dive into this, you got all of these seed producers. Now, you're going to tell me 100 years ago a guy would pass up a sandwich because the bread gives him gas. There's no way. And they would have never correlated that. But now with these hybrid seeds for wheat that Monsanto pushes and ConAgra, with all of the stuff, I mean, look at corn, for God's sakes. There's pesticides built into the seed.
Right.
Do you not think that we're going to get sensitivities to this? It goes in your system. And I think they've destroyed the wheat business because of this. And they've done it because they don't care. They're selling more wheat out on the outside market than they are in America.
Don't care. We are now, it's interesting, we are in the position to be exporting. Here are the three things we're exporting more than we're importing now. We're exporting more American babies to China than we're importing Chinese babies to America. That we are exporting more wheat and grain and food in general. We are exporting more than we are importing. Is that what does that do to the balance of trade? And then the story this week about the amount of fuel. We're exporting more fuel than we are importing, which makes us all wonder, why are we exporting it? If we need it here, why would we import? If we have enough here, why would we be exporting 490,000 gallons a day of petroleum products? Do you understand what I'm saying? We're exporting more. We instead of keeping it here to affect ourselves here in a positive way, same as we're exporting fuel, food, all of the things that we need that are commodities for our health and well-being, we're exporting them instead of keeping them here.
The government has made it easier. And I talked to a chicken farmer the other day, and he sends his chickens overseas. Yeah. He sent it to the Caribbean, to Haiti, and the likes. And I asked him, why is he doing that? And he said, well, number one, he says, you know, the market money is about the same. It's a little less. He says, but I don't have to go through any kind of red tape or inspections for this. He says, well, I got to jump through hoops to sell it as USDA. He says, but I ship it outside the country. He says, it's nothing.
I like that for reality. How about them?
Yeah. What they've done to us is they forced us to take chemicalized GMO food, and we eat that, and we send out the rest.
Yeah.
And it destroys our pricing, Doug, is what it does.
Isn't
it
amazing?
Rice is a perfect example of that. Rice is
amazing. It is amazing what we are letting our government do to us. There's more examples of it. Chef Louis DeAngelis, back in a little while with good icing for the cake, if you will. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergy stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you brand, sand or snow? Snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, Whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As our birthday list gets underway for this Friday, the 2nd of March, a theme that most people know, Northern Exposure, the part of Holling played by John Cullum, who was a Tony Award-winning actor, did a lot of Shakespeare, also in some pretty good movies. Shenandoah is one of them, a cowboy in a lot of movies. So I guess that sort of fits in Northern Exposure, doesn't it? You'd recognize this guy if you saw him anyway. Happy birthday to John Cullum, born this date 1930 here on Good Day. This is, by the way, Dr. Seuss's birthday. Not that he's still around, but I think it's interesting that it coincides with the opening of the movie Lorax. The Lorax.
That's right,
today. Is today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see here. We go to Mikhail Gorbachev's birthday. That's today, born this date 1931. Then there's good old Lou Reed. Lewis Allen Reed was born on this date in 1942, Richie. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Started off with the Velvet Underground. Yes. I remember them from the early 70s playing the music on that wild station that I was on. He was in One Trick Pony, the Paul Simon film. I remember that. Happy birthday to John Irving, the author of Cider House Rules and The World According to Garth. Remember that? You remember that, don't you?
I remember the movie. I don't remember him.
Okay. This would have been Karen Carpenter's 62nd birthday. How do you like grappling with that? Lorraine Newman from Saturday Night Live's birthday is today, born this date, 1952. Gates McFadden, no relation.
How do you know that?
Dr. Beverly Crusher on Star Trek. I happen to know. Got a good authority. She wants nothing to do with you.
She can't be banished to another planet.
63 today, right. Here's Jay Osmond, one of the Osmond brothers. Born in the state 1955, so he's 57 today. Johnny Osmond has been around a lot talking about the death of Davy Jones. They were certainly contemporaries. I think that he's a little older, though.
Yeah, Johnny Osmond. Donnie's only 50.
Yeah, about 10 years older.
Yeah, 55, something like that.
We acknowledged earlier it was John Bon Jovi's birthday. Also, Mark Evans, who's a bass player with AC/DC, Richie, his birthday is today. Did we do... We didn't do the John Cousel's birthday. Interesting, the two of them, John Cousel and Jay Osmond, born on the same day, 1 year apart. Cousel's responsible for The Rain, The Park, and other things, and a song called We Can Fly, Indian Lake, They were in Hair. That's how they got
his sister, Susan Calsill, still plays the Jazz Fest every year.
Is she? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's she like? She cute?
Right? I haven't walked over to her stage and seen her. So I couldn't tell you, unfortunately.
All right, we did Mark Evans, Larry Stewart with Restless Heart. 53 today. This is a pop ballad. I guess most people recognize this pop song, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Do we do? How many times are we going to say Bon Jovi? Let's keep moving.
I think we should say it again. I love him.
Chris Martin with Coldplay. He's the lead singer. Crank this up, Richie. The soundtrack to a movie I saw last weekend, and I'm trying to remember. I saw five movies last weekend, and I don't remember which one this was in. But it would have been one of the romantics. I was in Wanderlust, I think. That's one of the great pop hits of the last 10, maybe 12 years.
You still like it?
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
It's such a great. Where is the guitarist, though, Satriani, when we need him?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to that. This just kind of quietly went away.
I don't know. I don't know whether
he
successfully sued them for ripping off his song.
Robert Eiler was AJ in The Sopranos. He's
the
kid, right?
The son. Yes.
Nasty little snot.
Yeah.
In real life.
But do you like him?
In real life, too, yeah.
27 today. 28 past the hour.
Life, love, and death beneath the streets of Poland. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. A Polish sewer inspector makes a surprising discovery beneath the city of Lwów. Two Jewish children hiding with their family from the Nazi Holocaust above. It's a scene from the new Oscar-nominated film In Darkness, the latest from two-time Oscar nominee director Agnieszka Holland. I met up with director Holland here in Washington, D.C., in a brick-walled meeting room that echoed the setting of her film, The Dark, Bare Chambers of Lwów's Sewers. In Darkness, which runs for 2.5 hours, shows the dark side not only of the Nazi killers above ground, but also very human qualities, like pettiness and dishonesty, among the Jews themselves.
I tried to break this a little sentimental cliché which started to reign among the Holocaust movies, and to show the people in the whole complexity.
I found it interesting that you chose to portray like pettiness among the people living in the sewer, and human qualities that often don't get attributed to people who are victims in movies.
It's a mistake. They've been not killing the faceless angel. They've been killing the normal people.
In Darkness is drawing comparisons to Steven Spielberg's classic Schindler's List. Both tell the stories of non-Jews who at first try to cash in on the plight of Jews under Nazi rule, then find themselves selflessly trying to save as many people as possible from death. In this case, a sewer worker and sometime burglar named Leopold Socha starts out charging the fugitive Jews money for his protection. But as he comes to know them, Leopold can't help but become their champion, and he ultimately risks his life to keep them alive.
I must tell you that when I see a movie and the clock ticks over past 2 hours, I always feel like that movie's got to earn every minute over 2 hours. And your film seemed to do that. The length of the film is part of the experience of the film, isn't it?
Right. I knew that it has to last, to express what the situation was.
Yeah.
Anytime I tried to make it shorter, like cut 15 minutes, 10 minutes, it felt longer.
In Darkness, Poland's official entry in this year's Academy Awards is in theaters.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Chef Louis DeAngelis here. We're going to talk about icing on the cake or wherever, or maybe it'd be icing. Isn't that a hockey term if you're icing? Isn't that
usually? I am so proud of you, Doug Steffen. Yes, right. Icing is when you put the puck ahead of the players when it crosses the line.
All right.
Good job.
Maybe that'll be, we'll put the icing on the cake or maybe on the hockey puck. In a moment.
On the puck today.
Plus, I want to know more about creamy mushroom bruschetta with arugula. So, recipe for that. I don't know why that seemed to struck me. Why do you?
There must be some of that in the fridge somewhere.
Doesn't seem like your kind of recipe.
So random.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're into random things here. That's right. Roberta Fasanelli is here. She certainly is random. She's our queen of cheap and is following some neat deals, the fun Freebie Friday stuff, plus some other special things as well, Robertsky.
Yeah, that's right, Doug. You know, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. You know, Doug, you could do stores with low prices, but their natural products were kind of sketchy, or stores with the healthier products, but the prices are just crazy expensive. But when you go to a website called VitaCost.com, they've got the better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, your supplements. They've even got natural and organic foods, and they're all up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door for free. So it's not just the best of both worlds. It's something they called Mominomics, you know, mom plus economics. So VitaCost.com. It takes the cost out of healthy living. Go check it out. VitaCost.com.
Now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Jim Warrender, 2nd Division Battalion.
The very first thought was I didn't think anything could smell that bad as we pulled into Pusan. As we went farther north, the jitters set in. Fortunately, the 2nd Division was in reserve when I joined them. They had finished a long, hard year, and to say they were in reserve, so I had a chance to get acquainted with everybody before we went online. And I can always remember the exact day we pulled online. It was July 17th of 1951, my 20th birthday. And the Chinese shelled us 35 minutes after we got into position, so I always said that the Chinese helped me celebrate my birthday.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
What appearance, and I'll unfortunately
be. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow...
Are you brand, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Follow us at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Jennifer, what's the hot item at the moment? Because we have a lot of action things going on at Facebook that we ought to be at least kind of concurrent with. Is that a good word?
Mm-hmm. It is. The debate rages on our Facebook page today, and people on both sides of the equation talking about what their most important food priority is. And we also have up there a link to an article about urging your representative to protect raw milk. Now, some people up there are saying, why do we need to do this? This is kind of stupid. Other people are saying, yes, write to Congress. Leave us alone. Let us make our own food choices. So interesting debate going on the page.
There was a post, as a matter of fact, I think part of the reason that I wanted to get this on, one of the farm magazines that I use and read has a lot of the way the consumer is handled or understood is an important part of any business. And so in the dairy business, the same Louis got very close contacts with a lot of people that are farmers in Florida. The way they market themselves, the way the user understands what they're doing, what they're going through, I think is an important thing in this era when there's so much information because of all of our new media. There was a poll conducted by one of the trades, the dairy trades, asking whether or not raw milk ought to be legalized around the country. Now, remember, this is a small group, and obviously it's an in-house thing, but of the people responding to this poll, over 4,000 readers said yes, only 80 said no.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Of course, that's a stacked deck there, right?
Well, to a point, yeah, I guess it is. But a lot of farmers don't like the idea of selling raw milk because they're afraid if something bad happens, it hurts the sale of their regular pasteurized milk. It doesn't, but that's what they think. So that's why some of the farm groups are against legalization or more usage of raw milk. All right, so that's one item. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and me. You have a lot of specific information is probably the best way I can put this. You, because you go around saving restaurants, Louis is a fellow that gets hired by restaurants to sort of save them. Here's how to fix your menu. Here's how to fix the food. Here's how to deal with some of the most important things that you have to deal with in terms of getting a product the customer likes. One of the things that I don't know that we think a lot of, when you go into the bakery to buy a cake, or you're even making a cake, you want to know that what you're getting is good quality. So you have recipes for icing. It's called frosting. When did it? I guess I want to know the difference between frosting and icing.
It's all the same.
It is.
I've always called it icing, but you know they do. They sell it in a can called frosting. So it's just a marketing name.
So the stuff you buy in the can, is that the same thing you can buy or you can make at home?
Yes, and you can make it 10 times better.
You can.
The problem with it is, Doug, that there really isn't any of it that's really good for you.
No, of course.
That I promised.
Tastes good, therefore it's good for you, but other than that, it's not good for you.
Yeah. And I told Richie a couple weeks ago that what I want to do is every week give out a recipe for something that you'd normally not touch yourself because you think that it's impossible to make. But I'm going to demystify it. We're going to take the mystery out of these things. And one of them is buttercream icing.
Buttercream.
Everybody loves birthday cake because of that icing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the best.
You can make it at home in 10 minutes. There's nothing to it. You might not like hearing what the ingredients are, but it's so simple, it's pathetic.
I'm guessing by the name, butter and cream are going to be involved.
Well, that's a minor part of it.
Okay.
And you're going to love this. Take a stand mixer, and you start with a half a cup of solid vegetable short. That's like taking a teaspoon into a thing of Crisco and eating it.
It's fat in the can.
That's literally
fat in the can. Yeah.
Right. It starts with that. A half a cup or a whole stick of softened butter,
mm-hmm.
and you cream it together with your stand mixer. Add 4 cups of confectioner sugar, about a pound, right? And then
powdered sugar.
Yeah, powdered sugar, confectioner sugar.
Same thing, yeah.
Or 10X powdered sugar, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
2 tablespoons of milk. And the trick to it is a teaspoon of vanilla, but it has to be clear vanilla because you want this frosting to stay white. And once you mix this and fluff it up, see, you know what that vegetable shortening is? It's regular. It's vegetable oil that's been hydrogenized. You know, it's been whipped and shot with air, and that's the worst thing in the world for you because it doesn't break down all that easy, especially in your system. But that's what makes buttercream icing.
So what would happen if you wanted lemon icing? Could you just cut up a lemon and squeeze it into what we've just made as buttercream, and it becomes lemon icing?
Right, you use lemon,
yeah.
orange rind, or 70% cocoa powder. I make it a chocolate buttercream icing. It's just amazing. And that you don't find in the stores, but you'll find a lot of the fancy bakers will throw cocoa powder into it.
Mm-hmm.
And people walk away. Now, you know what? It's not just for baking a cake, though. You know, it's springtime. Kids are in and out of the house playing. You usually, you know, let's say you buy a bag of cookies, just plain cookies. Make this icing for, it takes 10 minutes, and have your kids ice the cookies. It just changes everything. I like to make a lot of cakes. I make a lot of cakes out of zucchini, out of carrot. I run the gambit. My neighbor's mangoes when he's not home. I'll just about make them out of anything. And then you ice it with something, with buttercream, or my next famous icing, which is my cream cheese icing.
Mm-hmm. And that cream cheese icing is preferable because it's better for you? Is it?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of cream cheese icing. You often get that on a piece of...
carrot cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
Carrot cake, or, you know, and this mimics the one that, the Cinnabon icing. This mimics, I mean, this is a little better. The places that use my recipe for my cinnamon rolls, the Fat Louise buns that they sell here in Florida, this is the icing for it.
Fat Louis Buns.
Fat Louis Buns.
There you go. Yeah.
That's right.
Formerly Fat Louis Buns, they
exactly.
should call that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of like Large Louis. It's not fat anymore. It's a little. So you take a block of cream cheese, let it sit out and get soft. 2 cups of confectioner sugar, two tablespoons of half and half of milk, and just cream it. Put it in your sandwich. That's all there is to it. It's the best tasting icing in the whole world for carrot cake. Then, if you want to put a squirt of lemon in it, some nice Meyer organic lemon, or cocoa powder, or orange rind, or anything that you see fit, triple sec works great in it. Triple sec, just makes these icings light up.
Get but drunk these are while you're having your cake.
Icing. Mm. These are real professional icings that you know, you go to a French bakery or a good place to have your baked goods made, you do it at home in 10 minutes.
I want to grind up a Three Musketeers bar and put it on here and see what it would taste like. Well, just a hint of chocolate, probably, right?
Now we're talking, you know, three musketeers. I just had one yesterday. I haven't had one in a month. And I love
three musketeers. Don't laugh. I put Snickers bars in my chili.
Yeah. In your chili?
Yeah.
Why?
Mole.
Yeah, I put Snickers bars in my chili.
Why?
I took a whole large.
It's just like mole, Rich.
Yeah.
What does that do?
And caramel?
Sweetens it up. Yeah, you just chop it up real fine, put it in chili.
All right.
You put mole in food. I mean, that's chocolate.
Yeah, no, I get the chocolate. Maybe just not the caramel and the peanuts.
Mm, good stuff.
In a moment, creamy mushroom bruschetta.
No pressure, Louis. But
I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
For sure, 13.
This had to be a list of what was in the refrigerator yesterday.
13 and a half before the hour on Good Day.
Hi, Rick. Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter. I hit them. Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
So that means I can kiss Jennifer, I can kiss Richie, and I can kiss Louie with all that.
Keep it. Thanks. Appreciate the thought.
Okay. I'm editing. That's the second time today I've edited. Very good.
Good job.
I was in a restaurant in New York the other day, and they offered creamy mushroom bruschetta with arugula. And even, I mean, I didn't ask for it, but I do like mushrooms. But the way it sounded, it's so Italian. I had to save it for Chef Louis DeAngelis.
Sounds good.
Creamy mushroom bruschetta with arugula also sounds like something that you would have as an hors d'oeuvre at some fancy party.
How do you do a mushroom bruschetta, though, Louis?
Well, you know, with any of the bruschettas, when you make a cream one, you just take butter and olive oil and you put it in the frying pan and cook it down. Add some onion or shallot. Okay, and then add whatever you like. This is mushrooms, then you add your mushrooms to it.
So mushrooms just replace the tomatoes in a traditional bruschetta. Okay,
you cook it up to make it into a creamy sauce. Meantime, you take your bread slices, and you can either toast them or fry them or put them under the broiler. I do it in a frying pan a lot of times, and then you just wet it on both sides. You know, with your mix and a little bit of chopped garlic, and there you go. Now bruschetta would be on top of that after everything. That would be it. It's really
so.
You know,
Doug, did you get it?
Did I? No, I didn't. I said I love mushroom things. I ordered a mushroom soup instead, and I had a pasta with wonderful mushrooms. It was. I will eat mushrooms.
You know,
under most any circumstance.
That the
I
kids really like is we take. What are the big mushrooms? The
portobellos.
And we do like a tomato sauce and a cheese on them, and the kids love them as pizzas.
Yeah. Yeah,
talk to somebody that's holistic about it. They tell you mushrooms help balance your intestines out.
Yeah, right.
They add balance to your flora and your fauna in your stomach.
Yes, that's true.
That sounds delicious.
There's some other mushrooms, Louis, that are really...
Remember that. Chef Louis DeAngelis with all of us. Happy to have you here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
As students return to school, a man hailed as a hero praises others. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The deadly school shooting in Chardon, Ohio this past Monday. 3 lives lost, 2 others injured, a community banding together to cope. Formal charges were filed yesterday against the suspected gunman, 17-year-old T.J. Lane. The charges filed by prosecutor David Joyce in juvenile court.
Thomas M. Lane III was charged with 3 counts of aggravated murder for killing 3 of our children, 2 counts of attempted aggravated murder for seriously injuring 2 of our students, and 1 count of felonious assault.
The next court date is scheduled for next Tuesday. Meanwhile, the assistant football coach who chased the alleged shooter out of the high school spoke to the media yesterday. Frank Hall had this to say.
I only wish I could have done more. Not a hero. Just a football coach and study hall teacher.
In fact, Hall praised others, teachers and staff members, for their actions inside the school.
To the teachers and support staff that carried this training out, that went above and beyond, that put their kids before themselves, I thank you. They're the best America has to offer.
Hall also praising the first responders, law enforcement, who were on the scene. And Hall acknowledged it will be an emotional day today as school reopens for the first time since the shooting.
Our teachers will be there. Our administration will be there. Our parents and community. But more importantly, our children will be there.
Again, Frank Hall, a man who says he's not a hero. A community and all of us know better. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Teddy Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Egg Cheese Sandwich. Juicy Angus Steak, fluffy egg, and American cheese served on an oven-toasted onion bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. The East Coast snowstorm brought anywhere from a couple inches to over a foot of fresh snow. We'll be riding some of that lingering powder into Friday, and then, of course, for the weekend, plenty of smooth, groom-packed powder snow. In Maine, Saddleback settling in with over 60 runs. They're at full operation. In the last 5 days, they picked up 2 feet of snow and a foot from the storm yesterday at Saddleback. Snow Mountain in the Poconos riding on about 2 dozen runs. A touch of fresh snow, but mostly a change over there through the Poconos. Perfect North Slopes in Indiana now riding on 22 runs. They're near full operation. On to Colorado, where fresh snow's been falling in the last week. At Copper, 126 runs. Monarch with over 60 trails in full operation. Well, the June in California, a touch of fresh snow in the last few days. They have about three dozen runs. Win lift tickets daily at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, some modest gains for the market yesterday. The Dow up 28 points, closing at 12,980. NASDAQ gained 22 points. S&P up 8. Oil prices during the day yesterday topped $110 per barrel following an unconfirmed report of a pipeline explosion in Saudi Arabia. The Midwest in the path of another powerful storm system today. Forecasters say parts of the Ohio, Mississippi, and Tennessee valleys could be in for heavy thunderstorms and strong winds. A massive storm system earlier this week spawned tornadoes that killed at least a dozen people. On the campaign trail, an Oklahoma billionaire is Mitt Romney's new campaign energy advisor. Romney announcing the appointment yesterday of Continental Resources founder Harold Hamm as chairman of Romney's Energy Policy Advisory Group. The 66-year-old Hamm ranked 36th on Forbes' list of the richest Americans last year. This could be an effort by Mitt Romney to look poor by comparison. In the On This Date in History column, it was 50 years ago today, March 2nd, 1962, that the Philadelphia Warriors beat the New York Knicks in NBA action 169-147 at the Hershey Sports Arena in Pennsylvania. What's so special about this game? Wilt Chamberlain set the single-game scoring record that night with 100 points. That's right, Wilt the Still scored 100, a record that still stands today. And finally, a couple of Leap Day leftovers. Leap Day, February 29th, this past Wednesday. Once again, if you were born on Leap Day, happy birthday. A term used for somebody born on Leap Day is actually a leapling, and a family in Orem, Utah, celebrating their third leapling this week. Louise Estes gave birth 2 days ago to a baby girl named Jade. The Estes family includes four other children, all boys, and two of those four boys are also leaplings born on Leap Days. What are the odds? Also from Utah, Salt Lake City, mother and daughter leaplings celebrated their birthdays this past Wednesday. Now, if you count actual February 29th birthdays, mom, Joy Garcia, just turned sweet 16. How does that feel?
It's wonderful. It makes me feel real young, like I should go out and party or something.
And Joy's daughter, Jackie, had her ninth leap birthday this past Wednesday.
I think you feel young no matter what. The years kind of tick on by. You wait for another birthday and you still feel young.
Mom and daughter leaplings, they will be forever young. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.